AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott talks about the mass shooting in Uvalde, in which 19 elementary school children and their two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old with a semi-automatic weapon.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde and support them in every way that we possibly can.
Abbott also called for prayers for the families and the city. The first two funeral visitations were held today. Visitations and funerals will be held over the next 2.5 weeks. President Biden, before heading to Arlington National Cemetery, asked again why the flood of military-style weapons like the ones used in Uvalde and by a white 18-year-old to kill 10 blacks in a grocery store in Buffalo.
It makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can fire up to 300 rounds.
In Congress, a bipartisan group of senators is working on whether they can reach even a modest compromise after more than 10 years of mostly failed efforts. Saying people should be free to go to the supermarket or school without fear, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduces legislation in Parliament to freeze the import of and the buying and selling of handguns in Canada. The country already has plans to ban 1,500 types of military-style firearms and offer a mandatory buyback program that will begin at the end of the year. Canada's Minister of Emergency Preparedness, Bill Blair, says the government will also be on the lookout for smuggling attempts from the U.S., since it has one of the largest small arms arsenals in the world. An 18-year-old man near Tampa, Florida, arrested yesterday after posting photos of himself with what appeared to be a handgun, a rifle, and a tactical-style vest, captioned, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school." This is AP News. European Union leaders reach a compromise on the embargo of Russian oil imports. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says all sea tanker-delivered oil will be blocked, while pipeline deliveries to landlocked countries such as Hungary will continue. She notes the imports will drop dramatically.
We have covered overall 90% of Russian oil being wind down in this time frame.
The agreement, which still needs to be ratified by all 27 members, includes $9.7 billion in direct assistance to Ukraine to help its economy battered by Russia's attack. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the export of 22 million tons of grain has been blocked by Russia. Hurricane Agatha came ashore as a strong Category 2 storm on southern Mexico's Pacific coast. Top winds 105 miles per hour. Rain could be as much as 16 inches before the storm, which blew up yesterday, dissipates over land tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire.